You're listening to KHOL. I'm Kyle Mackey with the local newscast. The Teton County School District was announced earlier this summer as one of three districts from across the state that will participate in a new pilot Wyoming Teacher Apprenticeship Initiative. While the program is still in development, Superintendent Gillian Chapman says it will offer an alternative path for interested candidates to get their teaching credentials, with a focus on existing paraeducators and substitute teachers.
I do see it as a wonderful way to get especially hard-to-fill positions that we currently have, to talk to our current employees and say, hey, here's an opportunity. And if student teaching is your barrier, or if taking some of the teacher education preparation courses are your barrier, here's a pathway for you.
Still, Chapman says the program won't be a silver bullet in the face of the nationwide struggle to recruit and retain teachers and the extreme local challenge of housing them. Teton County Schools lost a total of 68 employees at the end of the last school year. Most of them, Chapman says, because they couldn't afford or couldn't find a reliable place to live.
Only 8 of those were retirements. And so the majority were due to the void of stable, attainable, and affordable housing.
That's why the district is requesting $16 million in voter-approved specific purpose excise tax, or SPET funding, for employee housing in the November election. A second district SPET ballot request will ask for $16.5 million to partially fund the proposed Bronc Achievement Center at the high school, which would free up more classroom space inside the main building and add new athletic facilities. Chapman says both requests are important for the district to maintain its high state and national rankings.
I'm really proud of our board for developing these long-range strategic plans and looking at housing and looking at our facilities and recognizing that the recruitment and the retention of staff and housing and space and facilities are critical for us to maintain and be number one.
Looking toward the coming school year, Chapman says the district has filled all but one of its needed license positions, but that bus drivers and substitute teachers are still sorely needed. More information about how to apply is available on the school district's website. The Teton County District Court will hold a preliminary injunction hearing at 10 a.m. today about the state's abortion ban. A temporary restraining order previously issued by 9th District Judge Melissa Owens blocked the ban from going into effect until noon on Wednesday, according to Wildfile. However, plaintiffs in the lawsuit opposing the new legislation are now requesting a more permanent delay that would stop enforcement of the ban until the final hearing of the case. Finally, Grand Teton National Park is advising local residents and visitors to plan for delays and closures this week while several road improvement projects are underway. The Coulter Bay Swim Beach parking lot is getting repaved early this week, though the beach is still accessible, followed by the Willow Flats parking lot on Thursday, which will be closed. Kyle Mackey, KHOL News.